بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وكشف بها الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون، الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, beloved brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin my program with our dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala fill the qabr of our marhumeen with nur and mercy. Allahumma aghfir lahum, warhamhum, wasakkinhum fil jannah. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah grant the family of marhumeen sabr and ajr inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, we welcome you to Madrasatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On behalf of all our friends here on the studio, we say ahlan wa sahlan and shukran that you tune into our program. And we'd like to thank all our listeners from Roshni. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the ummah muhabbah and unity. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ease the way of Muslimin to enter Jannah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant hidayah to all mankind inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our program is a live program, and I'd like to reply to the request of our respective brothers and sisters who always asking us some sort of, they want to rectify something and want to find out some information. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us ilmun nafi' and make it easy for us to understand that the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We respond to the respected listeners, the one who asking about the value of our relatives. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say in the hadith, تَعَلَّمُوا مِنْ أَنْسَابِكُمْ مَا تَصِلُونَ بِهِ أَرْحَامُكُمْ. Learn from your lineage, family tree, so that you can join your relatives. It's an appeal from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to each and every Muslim to know his relatives. When we talk about relatives, I mean that family relatives or those who are from our tribe. Plus, the relation in Islam, or each and every Muslim is our relative. But this hadith talking about ansab, the lineage, the family tree, that link which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala joined some family together with a blood and with some sort of marriage and some sort of relationship. Why we should know our family? Because we have to be kind to them and we have to join their relation, because it is a command of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ. So it is a command of Allah to join our family and fix that our family ties. In another hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِلُّوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَلَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ. Watering your relative even with the salam. That hadith with a lot of meaning, that Nabi Muhammad ﷺ described our relatives as a farm and plants. So we need some water and to irrigate that farm even with assalamu alaikum, just to ask and find out about them. Message for my daughters and my sons and our beloved listeners, you can't reach the pleasure of Allah without joining your family ties. And we know that each and every Muslim is our family member, but I mean today our relatives. Hadith that al-khalatu mithlul-um, our aunt, it's a copy of your mom. Whatever you do for your mother, you do it for your khala or your auntie, the sister of your mom. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, Al-ammu sin wa abik. Your uncle is a copy of your father. Uncle, it's a similar like your father. So we have to join our relationship with our uncles. The ayah in Quran al-Kareem said, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Say, O Allah, grant them mercy as they brought me up. The ayah did not talk about biological parents, talking about anyone who was helping me and tried to bring me up on the road of Allah. Could be my elder brother, elder sister, my stepmother, foster mother, anyone, grandmother, anyone who did bring me up in iman. And we know that laysa minna man, and is not from amongst us, the one who did not show mercy to the younger and respect the elders, any type of elders. Ummat al-Islam, we got so many people in our life did favor to us, any type of favor. As Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, said, al-mu'min yahfadhu widada lahza. The real believer, the one who remembered the favor of another, even if it was a 1 second favor. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we have to remind our children that our elder sisters and elder brother are like our parents. It is counted as a'mal, and Allah reward you for that. Teachers, maulana, alim, neighbors, anyone who did assist me and give me encouragement to be with Allah and His Rasul. And the ulama said, whosoever taught me a letter, I owe him to be a slave for him. Ummatul Islam, again, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا, is not only for our parents, but for each and everyone who give me tarbiyat and guide me to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Anyone who brought me up under the pleasure of Allah, could be physical help, psychological help, spiritual help, dini help, anyone who taught me akhlaq, taught me some step forward to reach the pleasure of Allah, I have to appreciate that and I make dua for him. And remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who taught me and you how to appreciate, and he did appreciate the favor, even the kuffar, those who helped him, he did appreciate and he tried to pay them back. Ummat al-Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq brought his own father to Rasulullah s.a.w. and he was an old man. Nabi Muhammad s.a.w. was not happy of that, and he said, I should go to that person. The Nabi of Ummah, he said, it's my duty to go to that elderly person and give him Islam. And he knows how to deal with the elderly people, and read about Safiya radiallahu anha and his foster mother Halima Sa'diya, and Ummu Ayman, and his uncle Abu Talib, and his uncle Hamza, and Al-Abbas. Ummat al-Islam, our parents need special care. And that is not only Islamic. It's nature. It's a human nature. Brother and sister in Islam, when Abu Talib died, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib came and he said to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I do? My father passed away, that is not a Muslim. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a lot of care and muhabba, advised Ali ibn Abi Talib, said to him, idhab fawarihi, go and help in his burial. Brother and sister in Islam, we do believe in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know even the daughters of Nabi Shu'aib, how they used to help that old man, the father, and they did help him in at work and looking after cattle and sheep. Ummat al-Islam, I think we have to teach our children now to respect the elderly, and we have to show that it is ibadah, it is the teaching and sunnah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if that person is a disbeliever. We know that in the teaching or the virtues of Islam, that we're not allowed to kill the elderly people. And we know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala honor these people because of the gray hair, and we have to respect them. Ummatul Islam, we have to teach our children how to give full respect, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to fulfill the haqq of our elderly people and show mercy to our younger one. May Allah make it easy for us. Respected sisters, the one who was asking about Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha, I think we need a special program about this. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, because the ulama till now, they count Aisha as a mukathirin, the narrator of hadith Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any mufti or any lady who study fatwa, she can't deny the favor of Aisha and the knowledge of Aisha radiallahu anha. Ask any mufti about the masail, the fatwa, the masail of a very confidential masail, who's solving that problem besides Aisha radiallahu anha. And she's a'lamu an-nas bi sunan an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa fardullah. She's the most learned sahabi, knows the sunnah of Rasulullah and the fara'id of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why? Because she was closer to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Practically, she did practice the sunan an-nabi, and we know that many of sahaba came to find out and ask her about, they say 70 sahaba, when they have a problem, They come to Aisha and ask her, radiallahu anha. And Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he said, ما رأيت خطيبا أفصح من عائشة. I never ever see a preacher or the speaker more eloquent and more clear in speech more than Aisha, radiallahu anha. And she's a muftiya, she practiced fatwa in the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab and Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. So I humbly a request from our sisters and brothers, please read the hadith which been narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. You will find aqidah there, you will find fara'id there, you will find sunan there, you will find fiqh, you will find masail and ghusl in each and everything which you need it in your lifetime. Ummatul Islam, Sayyidina Urwa, he came and asked Aisha radiallahu anha. He said to her, O mother of the believer, I'm wondering and I'm surprising about you. I find you, yes, you are the most learned person amongst the people. And also you know the tribes of Arabs and the literature of Arabs and poetry of Arabs. But from where you learn the medicine? I can see you practicing medicine. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kathurat asqamu. He used to have a sickness a lot. And then the doctors, those professionals used to come from Arab and non-Arabs, and they taught me how to deal with the sickness. Brother and sister in Islam, this is our believer, our belief about our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did love Aisha, that muhabba, and he loved and practiced that muhabbat in the lifetime of Aisha radiallahu anha. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the hub and the love of Aisha radiallahu anha and her father and the entire sahaba of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah rabbul izza tabarak wa ta'ala place our heart with the hubb al-sahaba for the pleasure of Allah to be resurrected with them in the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Respected brother and sister in Islam, all of us, we want to enter Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everyone has niyyat to make tawbah. And everyone's trying to be on the same line of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because of nafs, because of shaitan, we find so many obstacles, so many confusion on our way. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forced me and you in the 5 times salah to read many times, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. That sirat al-mustaqim will take us to Jannah. But first request on the surah al-fatiha, O Allah, grant me the road to that hidayah, or the road to istiqamah. Brother and sister in Islam, road will take you to the destination will take you to your objective or your aim and target. Without road, you won't reach that destination. If you want to travel somewhere, you must use the road to go there. So if you want to use, if you want to gain Jannah and to arrive and reach Jannah, you have to know the road to take you to Jannah, which is Sirat al-Mustaqim. What is Sirat al-Mustaqim? That fara'id of Allah and the tariqatu Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without that, you will never reach your destination. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is called Sirat al-Mustaqim. Brother and sister in Islam, know your way, in which is Salah, Zakat, fasting Ramadan, the Sunnah of Nabi, it will take the road, it will take you in the road of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, some of us, they don't know the road, or they neglect the road, or don't give the proper care for the road. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarina a'mala? In Surah Kahf, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asked Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell me and you and everyone who's reading this surah, that shall I tell you about those who lost their deeds and their good deeds or bad deeds? Qul, the command from Allah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to nunabbi'ukum, it's called a proper news, a proper information. Khasara, losing. Losing the a'mal, it means that message for those who assume and claim that they did do a good deed. All of us, we love to do a good deed. But who can judge it and evaluate that action as a good deed or bad deed? Who's going to be the judge to tell you that is a good deed or bad deed if you do not know the Sharia of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah and the command of Allah? Brother and sister in Islam, look around yourself and you will see. You will see how many people assume and claim that they are doing good deeds. Even those who make corruption on earth, they convince themselves that they are doing good deeds. So who is the judge? Is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the Sharia of Allah. So that is a warning for me and you, to put your action and your deeds on the scale of Sharia. To say it's a good deeds or bad deeds, or is a lose or gaining. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, those people who lost their good deeds or their action, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those whose their effort went astray and perished in their lifetime. These people done a good deed, or they thought that is a good deed, and their action went astray and perished. Where? In their lifetime, and we did see in our life, that musician, or that singer, or that movie star, or that politician, he was filling the dunya with that noise and that fame, but after a few years, no one hear about him, no one speak about him, who physically is not fit on that job or that thing, and just perished. He thought that he was doing a good deed. Sa'yahum, it means he was doing deed, but it was not lillah, who it was not according the kitab of Allah. That warning from Allah to me and you, mind your action. Don't be the judge. Let the Sharia believe that is good deed or bad deed. Fil hayati dunya. They're trying in their lifetime, but they did not mean Allah on that action. Thousands, millions of philosophers, scholars died and nothing happened after their death. Oh, no one did even think about them. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ. While they're thinking, while they're considering and thinking, that because they rely on their mind, only mind. They're relying on their way of thinking, but they did not rely on Allah and His Sharia. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They think that they are doing a good deed. I was reading this ayah, and someone was telling us, yeah, that's true, because they were trying to invent a spray to kill the cockroach and mosquito. But because this person only rely on himself, on his common sense, he gave us that spray. He killed the mosquito and insects, but also is killing our children and killing the plants, and also that insects become addicted to that and enjoy it, doesn't die. The cockroach nowadays, they die hard. But they kill our children and pollute the environment and pollute the air. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They think that they are doing some invention. If you look at the cars and how they consume and how they use the petrol and see the smoke and the exhaust, they run and give you fine. Why? Because the discharge of the insan, they don't give you fine. Actually, the discharge of the animals is the best fertilizers for the farm. But this one kills people. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. Indeed, those people who disbelieve in the ayat of their Lord. What is ayat here? Ayat, it means the Quran al-Kareem. Ayat, it means the miracles of Allah. Ayat, which is a lesson from the Kitab of Allah for them to guide them to do some good deeds. These people like to run according the means, Mother Nature, whatever. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. You try to pull that scientist to the religion, you say, I'm not interested. I don't want to talk about religion. بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ. When he invented that, he doesn't mean to meet Allah and to get the reward from it. I mean, these people don't believe on the unseen. They like that experiments, science, all that. But when you refer them to the religion of Allah, they say, no, we don't believe on that. We believe only on the science. So, these people, they think that they are doing good a'mal, good deeds. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their deeds become invalid, not accepted, turned down. Why? Sometimes it is not turned down by the people, but I'm talking about Allah in the day of Qiyamah. حَبِطَتْ, it means not accepted, perished in their lifetime, or people forget about them. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. We will never set for them on the day of Qiyamah a scale. Why I must put the scale? We don't have any deeds in the Akhirah, so why I must put the scale? Waste of time. Oh, wazna, it means value. I don't give them any value. You can see that Fir'aun, you see king so-and-so, or that star, or player so-and-so, or that movie star, whatever. People give him a scale, or people give him a value. But in the day of Akhirah, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Wazna, it means he has no value in the day of Qiyamah, because each and every action is not accepted. So what are you going to weigh? What is in the scale? Nothing. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. These people, the payment of them, جَهَنَّمْ. Why? Why جَهَنَّمْ? بِمَا كَفَرُوا. Because of what they made kufr about. It's not oppression. It's not an injustice. It's jaza'uhum. It's a payment for them, because they die without iman. So what are you going to do now? They die without iman. Not only that. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ. They took my signs, my sharia, my proof and evidence, my miracles, my qudrat in front of them, wa rusuli, and my messengers, sunnah of my Nabi, stories of the previous prophet, huzuwa, mocking and teasing. These people, they were so excited of science, so excited of invention, so excited because they're going here and space and come back and doing this and that. But when you talk about deen and believe, they make kufr, not only kufr, and took my signs, my Sharia, my Kitab, wa Rusuli, my messengers, stories about my messengers, huzwa, mocking, teasing, criticizing. And we did see how many times they mock the prophets and they mock those who follow the prophets. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةٍ. And we see the movies and cartoon. Oh, they try to laugh and make fun about those who follow the ayat of Allah and Rusul of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what can we say about this ayat from the Quran? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala honor the Muslim with dunya and akhirah. Honor the Muslim with the belief and the effort of dunya and akhirah. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ الْحَيَاةَ بِغَيْرِ دِينٍ فَقَدْ جَعَلَ الْفَنَاءَ لَهَا قَرِينًا. Whosoever take this life without religion, indeed he already accepted the perishing of this dunya in his lifetime. Perishing of this dunya, destroy this dunya. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we are the believer. We believe in both dunya and akhirah. We make shukr to Allah that our parents, our beloved one, died with La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. We thank Allah that we are the nation who carrying the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the unity of Allah to this earth. Make shukr to Allah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has sent you and your children and you Muslim Ummah to establish the Adhan and Sajda and Ruku and Sujood. Million of people born and they die without tasting that sweetness of Iman. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall I tell you about those when their A'mal is in the big loose? Those الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, O Allah, we did carry the ayat of you, and Ya Allah, we did believe in your signs, and Ya Allah, we did follow your messengers and prophet. Ya Allah, now we request from you Jannah, Jaza, pleasure, safety, victory. Ya Allah, we are the carrier of your deen, carrier of the iman of your anbiya, and passing it to the others. O Allah, grant us tawfiq and give us your promise. Innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. And we saying, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said it very clear. Inna kitabu fa Allah wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. And that is a statement from Allah that by the time, by the era, by the zaman, by this dunya, that insan indeed encompass on lose, in a big lose, except those who believe. How you believe? To believe in Quran, to believe in Rasul, to believe in the oneness of Allah, to obey Allah, and then to abstain from haram, that is amanu, wa amilu, and those who practice and doing a good deeds. Not any action. Not any action. We need the action which is salihat. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Not any action. How you know it is salihat? How you know it is salihat? If it matching kitab and sunnah, we say it is salihat. وتواصوا. They are steadfast. They encourage one another. بالحق. بالحق, it means the absolute truth. وتواصوا بالصبر, which we need sabr to practice that haqq. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us the sabr and haqq and amal and iman inshallah. My younger sound engineer tonight, I don't know his name, is asking me to stop for a break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break, inshallah.
Stantec, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. Schedule for the KwaZulu-Natal province is as follows. In Tongaat, on the 17th of August, Railway Street Madrasa Building, opposite the Masjid. Contact 083-786-7701 or 032-944-7589. In Verulam, on the 18th of August, at the Verulam Muslim School. Contact 083-791-3689. 32 or 032-533-6743. In Phoenix, on the 20th of August, 29 Ringstone Place, Unit Number 11. Contact 073-786-0786. The technicians for the KZN region, Kasim Variava, 076-934-3138. Or Ismail Henry, 073-372-0646. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Dua when leaving Masjid.
اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك.
O Allah, verily, I seek from you your bounty.
Attention all traders, supermarkets and spazas. Visit Devlin Cash & Carry for all your deep cut specials on all listed groceries. Distributors of the widest range of household detergents and perishable goods. Open 7 days a week. Devlin Cash & Carry. Call 011-989-8800. Corner Klepkas and Person Road, Devlin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the authority of Abi Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Islam is built on 5 pillars, testifying that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, performing the prayers, paying the zakat, making the pilgrimage to the house, and fasting in Ramadan. Was related by Al-Bukhari.
Stantec, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Palm Ridge on Monday, the 17th of August, 62 Celtus Street, Madrasa area. Contact number 072-909-8659. In Roshni, on Tuesday, the 18th of August, on Mukhtar Avenue. Contact number 079-138-4961. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7969. 7860. Abdul Haq Panchpai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Sedgar's, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies' branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look in our exquisite furniture and linen department, tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgar's, your original family store, where personal service is guaranteed.
Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
Santak, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Kuku Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In Zirist, on Monday, the 17th of August, Zirist Masjid, corner Saddle Siliers and Queen, 018-642-2438 or 018-642-1344. In Lichtenburg, on Tuesday, the 18th of August, 94 Kismet Avenue, contact 018-632-3186 or 083-786-3586. In Rustenburg, on Wednesday, the 19th of August, 83 Holker Street, opposite the school, contact 082-897-7863 or 018-538-1656. Technicians for the miscellaneous regions are Abed Boraji, 079-810-4390 or Isa Kanda, 078-675-5425. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Lanesia Muslim School presents William Shakespeare's famous play, The Merchant of Venice.
If you repay me not, then let the forfeiture be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh to be cut off and taken in what part of your body pleases me.
You shall not seal to such a bond for me. I'd rather dwell in my necessity.
It is a ladies' only event. If thou wishest, join us in your medieval attire. Tickets are only 100 yen, and a percentage of the proceeds goes towards Impal and a local organization.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
Brace yourself for a romantic comedy, sprinkled with drama and action, that will leave you inspired and desperate for more.
Taking place on the 29th of August at the Bajida Hall Extension 3 in Asia at 2 p.m.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And let me quickly thank my sound engineer today, brother Tufail. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah reward him. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah reward Uncle Muhsin there on the reception. And we ask each and everyone to make dua for those who are asking us for dua for marhumin and those who are ill at home or in the hospital. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill their life, inshallah, with sahha and afia. And those who pass away, may Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, thumma ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. I'd like to end my program tonight with a response to our respected brother who sent SMS regarding the Sufism, and say there is a knowledge, there is a science, it's called Sufism. So we don't deny the tasawwuf, it's a greatest ibadah, and they call it ilm ma'rifatillah, the science of knowing Allah, recognition of Allah. Anyone who fulfills that science, the haqq and the right of that science, we call him arif billah, the one who own himself, and the one who surrender to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Those who became hopeless of what is in the hand of the creation of Allah, and they wait for the giving of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is something, it's called tasawwuf, sufism, ilm, ma'rifatillah. And if you find each and every Muslim nowadays, he's in need to have some thought of khulwa and munajat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, especially on that type of environment we live, on materialistic world. We need some, we don't want to say that tabattul, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did say in Quran al-Kareem, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. So you try to pull yourself out of this materialistic world and try to isolate yourself sometime with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After every pure ibadah, you feel very light. That is a thought of tasawwuf. And you know the Abdul Rabbani, when you obey Allah and you put yourself under the command of Allah, you will be Abdan Rabbaniyan. You will become Ahlul Ihsan, the people of Ihsan. And we know that the moderate or that wasatiyah, or that adjustment between ruh and jasad and nafs, the soul and the body and yourself, you will manage to live. Because many people stress on the soul only, which is not right, like monks and men. Some people stress only on the spirit, is not also right. We have to adjust it. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا رهبانيه في الاسلام وَإِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍّ. We have that moderation, that type of adjustment. And Islam is a religion of wasatiyah. We pray and we fear Allah and we fast and break fast and we make hajj and we come back, we make dhikr, we make i'tikaf. We feeding our soul and our body and our nafs with a variety of ibadah, and we make shukr to Allah that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us that beautiful, beautiful method of ibadah and worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we know that Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he was the founder of that school of thought, is called tasawuf. Because they brought Imam Al-Ghazali was the greatest Sufi, and each and every Sahabi was practicing that. But the proper madrasa which has been opened to teach the science of tasawuf was Sayyidina Al-Hasan Al-Basri, after the killing of Hadrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. And we see the people, we heard about Qiyamah and the Azab of Allah, so try to pull themselves from the materialistic world, and they make something is called Zuhud, to renounce what is in dunya to get it on Akhirah. But the ulama did speak about that, be careful of some type of that fake Zuhud or unreal Zuhud, because we got some natural zuhud, like the Arabs like to live on desert. His life like that. He enjoyed to live in a tent. Even if you got money, he likes to live on a simple life like that. And we got zuhud because of disability. Some people, they got a tasawuf because he's disabled. Maybe he's an old person who disabled, weak, who may be sick, who may be poor. No, we don't count it like that. Then we got philosophical zuhud. Someone like to live like that. You know, when you go on a Europa day and you see some people living there under the traffic lights, or they live like that, you say, what is that? It's his mentality lead him like that. His ease living like that. People like to live under the tree, or they live there on a tunnel, on a pipe, like that. Another one is called psychological zuhud. Psychological zuhud, it means that person is always negative, doesn't want to enjoy, lose hope and everything, and he got that stress because his tabi'ah and his nature like that. And we got a pretending zuhud. Pretending zuhud, it means that person act like that for fame and name, people praise him, or maybe his job like that, must act like that. And we have the real zuhud, the zuhud of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's called the choice of zuhud. You choose it. Renounce the dunya while you are able to have dunya, and you elevate your ruh far from your jasad, and is not rahbaniya, because the zahid, the real zahid, he married, he eat, he enjoy life, he's very moderate and work, but he give the right of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But not like the monks and men, he oppress his body, and he said the body is a place of sin and guilt, doesn't work, doesn't marry. No, Muslims don't do like that. We are normal people, and la rahbaniyata fil Islam, it's not accepted at all to be monks and nuns in Islam. A real Sufi, the one who got dunya in his hand and he left it for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or he hold it in his hand but doesn't place it in his heart. He took the sifat of Jamal of Allah, and I'd like to invite my listeners to study more and read about Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili, the Sufi, the one who stand against those who abuse the Sufism. You know, I want my listener, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for you, to read about Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili, a Sufi man, the one who was against that, I tell my friend, the Hong Kong Sufism nowadays. The Imam al-Ghazali, the entire madhahib, madhahib Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, madhahib al-Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, they took from him. Even those who call themselves Salafi, they did take from the tasawwuf of Imam al-Ghazali. Each and every kitab of Sharia took from the knowledge of Imam al-Ghazali. So he was very fair. And Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili, when he said, the real karamat, the real gift from Allah, when you are stick with the kitab and sunnah. And he said, whosoever got sunnah and run for bid'ah is a liar. Because sunnah, it's enough to occupy his heart till he died. And then he said, whosoever call people to something else besides the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah has no need for him. Anyone who call people to Allah through something else besides the call of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's a bid'ah. And he said, if you involve in bid'ah, it will disconnect you with Allah. And he said, do not deal, Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan said like that, al-Shadhili, do not delay the farad, so Allah will punish you to lose the other farad. Delay the farad, you will be punished by missing the other farad. And he said, Allah is saying, in aratta karamati, fa'alayka bita'ati. If you want my power, and my grant and my gift, obey me, I will give it to you. But I cannot imagine a real Sufi who disobey Allah and still assume that Allah will give him. And Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhili, I like this man a lot because he fixed the problem. He is the Imam of Sufism. He said, O the man of Karamat, O the man of those who assume that they have superpower, we doubt about you, but the Kitab and Sunnah, we guarantee it, we trust it. I can't run for that while my Kitab and Sunnah is in my hand, so I didn't need to go for something else. I don't work with your Karamat, but I'll work with the Kitab and Sunnah. And he said, every pleasure comes to you out of the Sunnah and Quran is batil, is not a pleasure, is a shahwa, is a desire. And he said, Allah doesn't need the proof to prove that he's there, because he's the one who created the proof and dalil. And he said, Deenul Islam came to believe on it, not to search about the proof of it. Deen al-Islam needs you to believe on it, not to bring the proof and to fight people to bring the proof. And he said, if the poor person rejected the 5 times salah, jama'ah, Allah doesn't care about him. Allah doesn't care about him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we repeat, there is a Sufism, a real knowledge, but we need to stick it with the Kitab and Sunnah. Because unfortunately we see nowadays some people abuse that ilm or that science, or they let us doubt about every arif billah or alim billah. We need Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when he saw 3 people, they became very slim, they lost their way, and they got yellow faces, and he said, why you are here in that mountain? One said, I fear Jahannam. He said, oh, you fear of the creation of Allah? You're supposed to fear Allah. He asked the other person, he said, I admire Jannah. He said, oh, you admire something besides Allah. Another person said, I'm feeling for Allah. I'm longing to meet Allah. And he said, the third person, he's the wali of Allah. Because he wants Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحْدًا. If you want to meet Allah, and then Jannah will come later on. But I don't want to use that Indian philosophy, or that type of tradition, or those people who try to play yoga, I don't know what you call, yoga or that type of psychological act. We need to do it according the Kitab and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala purify our ruh to link with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rabbana inna sami'na munadiya yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Shukran jazilan. Till we see you inshallah next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.